Welcome to the Sexy Biz Babe podcast. I'm your host, Tia Lynn, a business empowerment coach and motivational speaker. This show is for the high-achieving woman who wants it all. Each week, I walk you through how to own your power, generate consistent leads, attract clients, and close sales with ease and confidence. It's time to make money doing what you love. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. I'm going to be diving deep into talking all about receiving. When I'm talking about receiving, I'm talking about receiving love, receiving money, receiving more success, receiving pretty much just getting in your feminine energy and receiving. So this is coming from a fellow workaholic. Who else here is a fellow workaholic where literally at the end of the day, every single day, they're like, I could have done more. I could have done this. I could have done that. I could have done more. Pretty much every day you're shaming yourself or looking at yourself and thinking that you could do more. And even when you're sick, you're like, how could I work? Or you sit down and you watch TV and you're like, how can I do something? So that's me. That's how I've pretty much always been. And this past year has broke me open, pushed me into being more in my feminine, cracked me open, and over and over and over again, it's been teaching me how to receive. And yesterday, you know, I woke up, it was a go-getter day, I did training, work, I had a really busy day, training, work, orders, shipping. And then at the end, I was like, okay, like I deserve a break. So somebody online said, wait, that's not everyone. Actually, no, that's not. There's so many people that actually when they need a break, they just take a break. It's so crazy. But yeah, it's actually not everyone. There's people that they actually watch TV and they just watch it. And I actually do that now when I'm present and I'm like, oh, like I want to watch this show. I'm going to actually put my phone down. I'm not going to be doing other things and I'm going to be present. Whereas other times, sometimes I'm like, you know what, I'm going to put on this show while I work just to kind of like release the stress and like, I don't know, have background noise. So I'm going to be going into how to step into more of your feminine and how it's improved my life. So in the past, recently, if you guys have been following me for a while, you probably know I have a clothing line. I have a festival clothing line and ugly Christmas sweaters. And you guys, it's my busiest point of the year. I get 85% of my sales in these 2.5 months, and it blows my mind. And in the past, when I would get stressed, I would just do more. You guys, I would wake up, not have a morning routine, and work from whenever I woke up, 8 a.m. till midnight. And it would just be kind of like me frantically running throughout the day and just with my head cut off and frantic and worried. But I hired a business coach, got organized, grew, learned how to be the CEO, learned how to be the leader, learned how to, you know, give my tasks to other people and hire. But I've also learned to prioritize my health and my needs and receiving. And today's a really good example. I don't know if you know this, but I'm going through a breakup right now. It's really emotional. I've been dealing with it in a very different way than I have in any past relationships or any past breakups. And it's taking a lot of my energy. Whereas usually I'd be like, oh, I'm fine. I just got to work or distract myself. I've really been processing these emotions, understanding them, really diving into the depths of them, getting support, getting help. And like in the past, us as women and especially go-getters, it's really hard for us to ask for support. But I want to challenge you that when you know you need a break, and it's not just you're procrastinating, it's like you need a break. Like if it comes up over and over and over and you get this resistance to do something, and it's not just like fear of success or fear of failure, it's something like maybe you need a rest. Maybe you need to cry or take a break to do that. And today, you know, I had my to-do list. I was really productive yesterday. I was like, I'm going to go, get everything done. And I just had a lot of energy and resistance to it, telling me I needed to rest. And it's so funny because as I've allowed myself to give myself baths, take naps when I'm like exhausted and I literally can't function, I've noticed I start attracting more success. So today, I haven't really worked. I went to the gym. I worked out. I did a little bit of communication here and there with clients, but not really like any work, really. I don't really know what I did today. I talked to my mom. I cried. I journaled. I did a lot of like inner work. And it's funny because I got random money today. Someone random sent me $120. And it was just from reaching out to them saying that I needed to, like, I was just catching up and checking on them. And they paid me extra. And it was funny because I was listening to my heart and I was like, oh, I should reach out to this person. But I really don't want to meet up with them today. But I didn't say that. I just like reached out to them and they were like, oh, we had an appointment, so I'll still pay you, because it was them that canceled. And I was like, whoa, like I don't even have to do anything. My energy is so potent that me allowing and relaxing into what I need, I still get paid. Also, I got a lot of sales today, a lot of orders. Someone paid me something that they owed me. I don't know. Money's just coming in today. And I really feel it's because I'm in this receiving mode today. Like literally all day, I'm like, I am open to this new chapter for my life. I've always been do. I'm stressed. How am I going to get 25% growth this year? Do. But then I've been challenging myself to be like, today I ask myself, what could I do that's productive that I'm aligned with today? And I got on a full moon call and then I got inspired enough to do a podcast, which usually, this is another good tip. Usually, you know, you write podcast on your to-do list and then sometimes you really just don't have that inspiration. You don't have that guide. You don't have that flow coming in. And today, like I feel it, and it's because all day I gave myself rest and I'm allowing myself to enjoy myself. And then I got this energy and I go with it. I go with the energy to do this podcast. And then I was like, don't make it too difficult. I don't have to be all made up. I'm not feeling like getting ready. Just do it. Give. Okay. So here are some steps to get into your feminine energy. So a really simple one is to accept compliments. This could be as little as someone being like, I really like your shirt, instead of being like, oh, I just got it from TJ Maxx for $10. That's stopping the flow. That's stopping the love. That's stopping the energy. That's not accepting the compliment. Instead, I want you to bask in it, to feel it and be like, oh, thank you. That is all. Do not say something negative about your shirt, because that is not feminine energy. Accept it. Even if you don't even like the shirt, don't say that. Just be like, thank you very much. Okay. Step one of getting into feminine energy, practice this. Another way is when you're walking down the street and maybe a man looks at you or smiles at you, accept the attention, accept the love. I know we have this like, oh, like then they're going to like look at me, or they're looking at me like a piece of meat. On the way to the gym today, someone looked at me and smiled at me, and usually I'm like, I was like, I looked, I received his adoration or look, and I smiled back. And he smiled, and it was not like a seductive checking me out or anything like that. It was just really just receiving this new energy. Another thing is, okay, so you're do. You've worked your booty off. You worked your ass off, okay? And you're drained. And you have a deadline maybe it's taking a 20-minute nap or a 15-minute break around the block or doing a meditation and then getting back to what you need to do, but you're going to be so much clearer and so much at ease. Whereas in the past, I'm like, oh, I have to do this tonight, though. I have to do this. And then I do it. And since I'm a costume designer, when I haven't allowed myself to take a rest, I mess up. And then I spend 3 hours doing something. And because I'm so exhausted, I mess up and spend 2-3 hours doing something wrong. And then I have to redo it in the morning anyways, and then another 3 hours. So 6 hours, it goes from like maybe it would take 1 to 2 hours to 6 hours because I didn't allow myself to rest. So that alone, I have been able to see a difference from allowing myself to rest. Men have a little bit different energy. Go, 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 go. Yes, that's how they make money. That's blah, blah, blah. But women, we really do have a different type of energy. We also have to allow it to come back to us. We do the work, but then you also have to sit back and allow them to pay you, allow them to come to you, allow the abundance to flow. This is also in relationships. If you're one of those controlling people, me, and you're like, I want this, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, I want you to start stopping yourself and noticing this and noticing that when someone's nagging at you to do something, how do you want to do it? Do you want to do that? And think of, okay, they know what I want. So sit back and maybe allow them to give it to you in their time. So a good example for this is in my past relationship, I was like, I want to go on more dates. I want to go dancing. I want to do this. We need to do more fun stuff. Blah, 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 blah. I want to blah, blah. Okay? And so that pushes the man away. That pushes them away to be like, well, then they have to do it. And then it doesn't feel like they're giving. And then it feels like a need and a nag. And it's uncomfortable. And they don't feel like they're going to be appreciated because now it's like they have to do it. So when I stopped, and he already knew what I wanted, I could say, oh, I'd love if we would maybe go dancing more. That would be really fun. Maybe sometime in the future. That's a good way to say it. And then I would step back, and sometimes I would be like, oh my gosh, it's been a week. But if I would continue to be like, you know what? I'll go do it on my own. I'll go have fun on my own. I'll go dancing on my own, go take myself out to eat on my own or with my friends. It was funny because they came to me, and it was just past the point that I wanted to nag again. And he would come to me and he's like, hey, you want to go get food? I'm like, finally. But instead of doing that, I'm like, yes, that would be great. Thank you so much. Being in your feminine and being grateful and being loving and accepting and not being like, oh, finally did what I wanted. No. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really enjoy what you're doing. Thank you for listening to what I said and taking me out. I really enjoyed our time together. They literally start doing more and more. They want to give you more. They want to give you more love. They want to give you more attention because you're being so grateful. You're being so feminine. And then they're noticing you're happy. And men especially, they want to make a woman happy. And the more you show them gratitude and the more that you show your feminine side and your loving energy, the more they want to give. So that's another one. Also think, where are you cutting off love and flow? So it could be the compliments. It could also be in your relationship. Maybe we're going to dive into sex a little bit. Maybe they're like trying to connect with you and you're like, I'm too tired. I'm tired. I'm stressed. What if you like just like relax for a second, take a deep breath and maybe like enjoy the process, maybe give some love to them and don't think, oh my gosh, I have to do something. This is so much work. I have to work. I have to get turned on, blah, 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 blah. A tip is to just allow, like stopping. We have this thing in our brain that it's always like they have to work to get us. They have to do to get us. Do for us to allow them pleasure with us, I think is a good way. So I just challenge you to maybe just like accept the love and don't say anything. And maybe you give them a kiss or you allow them to touch you or you allow love to be exchanged and don't get worried about the end goal. Okay. And just like stop being so controlling and just get more on your feminine energy and see where it goes. Okay. We'll go in more into that in a different episode. Okay, another way that I've been receiving and accepting love is reaching out for help. You guys, I've had a really hard last week. This has been a very emotional time for me. Lots of tears, lots of energy, lots of growth, lots of transformation, lots of like epiphanies, and it's almost overwhelming because I'm getting all these downloads and this reflection back to me on maybe why it didn't work, what I could change, what I learned, is this, am I stupid, did I bring this on myself, all these things. And so I think it's a lot of emotional energy and it's draining and it's a full moon and it's Mercury retrograde, I just got off my period, it's a lot of things, so I'm like, okay, I can have a day off again. Even though I had half a day off yesterday, I went out after 7. I think that's a day off, is half a day when I go do something after 7 of working all day, 7 p.m. but it's really allowing yourself a break. So another one is, so looking for support, letting your friend know. Yesterday I was talking to one of my friends and I was like, I haven't talked to her for a long time. I feel bad letting her know I'm in a breakup, and that's not the only reason why I want to talk to her, but I let her know. It's just like, yeah, I'm actually been going through some hard times right now. I'm going through a breakup, and it's really tough. Just thought I'd let you know. And I received support. She messaged me back, and it was so loving. She was like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. That means you really opened up. She knows me, like, deeply. We've known each other for, like, over 10 years. I don't even know how long. And she knows that me opening up and me getting vulnerable is hard. And so her being there for me and, like, even just the message that she sent, like, brought me to tears. Like, not to tears, but it made me, like, tear up. And it touched my heart, and accepting things like that, accepting, like, if your friend's like, do you want to talk? And you really, really do, and you don't want to drain them, but to open them up and say, like, I don't want to drain you of energy, but I'd love to talk. And, like, allow them to be your support. I've allowed so much support this past week, and I'm feeling so much love. I am filled with love right now because I've been challenging myself to be open to it. And every day I'm doing all these little things. And I feel the love and support today. I feel it. One of the things I wrote down with the full moon is things I'm letting go, and I burned it. And it was things like making it so hard. Stop trying to make everything so hard. I'm open now to receiving more love and abundance and success with ease. And literally today, I received again and again and again. And today, there were so many times today I was like, I should be working. I should be working. And then I was like, you know what? I am really exhausted. I'm really emotional. I have a headache. I worked a lot yesterday. I'm making money today. Maybe I can have a day off. And then here I am doing a podcast. So I actually did do some work. And then maybe I'll do some work after this. But it's because I allowed myself to recharge and relax. Okay. So just to go over what we went over. It's accepting compliments and love, and don't stop them. Don't make excuses. It's allowing connection, intimacy. This is a good one. When you guys are feeling pleasure, for some reason we like to stop the pleasure and we're like, oh, this is too good. Like, I need to be doing something else, or like, whether it's sex or jumping up and down or dancing. There's like this thing in us that we're like, ah, like we're having too much fun. And then you like change something. Catch yourself when you do this, now that I just brought it to your attention. And allow yourself to go back to that and to feel more and to receive more and to feel more of the fun, more of the love, more of the tension instead of stopping it. When you're being vulnerable, when you're being sad, when you're sharing love, when you're sharing emotion, feel more of it. So much of our human self wants to stop it. Stop it. Stop stopping the flow. Next one. Receive glances. Receive masculine glances. Maybe not like one that makes you feel uncomfortable, but like just be open to it. If someone says, hey, accept it. Oh, thank you. I don't like being catcalled either. But what if you're just like, oh, I am cute today. Thank you. Maybe don't, they don't have to hear it, but like your energy, just be like, oh, I do look good. Thanks. Like receive the compliment, receive the love. Next is step back and allow. You do. You did your to-do list. Now take a break and get in the energy of, hey, now I'm going to reap what I sow. Now I'm going to receive all the success and abundance that I just worked for. Have a break. Take breaks, have some love, dance, and then accept support when it is given to you. This is so hard for me, but I've received more support this year, which I didn't even think was possible. I didn't even understand it. I thought it was just, I gotta be independent, I gotta do this, but I've gone through like heartaches and hard times, financially, emotionally, all the things this year. It's been a roller coaster, okay? So receiving and asking for support, I think, is the game changer for me being a woman. Like me just like receiving it and soaking it up and soaking up the love and feeling what it feels like to be supported by other people, where I just didn't do that before. I just didn't. So, oh, you guys, I challenge you to do these things. I hope you try it, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please screenshot this, share this, DM me. It's sexybizbabe on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok, that you can't find it on the app, but try and look me up, try and add me. Maybe just go into my Instagram and I'll send you the link. And then last but not least, before I let you go, is to also receive people when they DM you. Instead of cutting it off and being like, oh my gosh, they're selling to me. Oh my gosh, they have like a crazy goal or they're trying to sell to me. Just be open to it. If they say hi, just accept it. Be like, hey, thanks. If someone says, hey, gorgeous, I started doing this. I was like, hi, thank you. Guess what? The next thing he said was, I love your inspirational posts. Your business posts are so great. Where usually I just wouldn't respond because I didn't want to be hit on. But instead I opened up and I got a really nice support and love, and it wasn't him like hitting on me. So just be open. And I've met so many amazing women and amazing connections through being open in direct messenger. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please leave feedback and let me know and share it with your friends to help me grow this podcast and maybe help one of your friends or family or spouse, whatever. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am going to enjoy the rest of the night in this full moon energy and just really focus on releasing all of those past patterns and habits and opening up for it to be easy and filled with ease and abundance and success and love without struggle and pushing and pushing and doing it against the grain. So I would love to hear if you guys try this, if you get any good reactions, bad reactions. I'd love to hear it. So have a great day and thank you guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe, review, and share with your fellow biz babes. I'd love to hear your thoughts, takeaways, and questions. So leave me a review on iTunes. And until next time, I'll see you at the top. It's up to you to level up.